This is CliffCentral.com.
Very nice. Sia, you might not appreciate this, but I think it's a great song. So there we go. That's Crowded House with Better Be Home Soon. You want to reply? You've got to write a reply.
No, I just hope you guys remember this. When I bring up the fact that I was raised in peak Britney Spears years,
yes,
I'm also not going to judge your Better Be Home Soon, Crowded House, Full House, Empty House thing.
Okay.
Mm.
Done deal.
Thanks. Now can you talk about Hit Me Baby one more time?
Sure.
No, we can move on swiftly. All right.
So many things to do, so many people to see, so many places to go.
So many people to do.
Yes, that too. Oh, so this is a compliment from Inati saying, what a song. So thank you, Inati. Someone has some class this morning. Quick message. This is fantastic. I really do appreciate the honesty. Tato says, can you guys please do the five things that you need to know again? My lovely girlfriend was giving me head throughout the whole segment, so I missed it.
Wow.
Tato, I'm so sorry you missed it, but you can always, using podcasts, you can rewind.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, a couple of days ago, there was a lot of people telling us they haven't had their hair cut yet.
Mm.
This morning, we have people telling us about their...
getting head in the morning.
Mm. Great.
Okay.
Someone else has said, super keen for morning nuit for a nuit. Can we compete against Suzelle DIY? That's from LZ.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Should we get Johannen officially for it?
I like it. Ooh, yes, let's get him in. That's a good idea.
Johannen, damn it.
Who knows what he's doing?
There's a new host now, though.
Is there?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Are it also Afrikaans?
I think it's like Emo Adams.
Okay.
That's a hell of a name, Emo Adams. But get him in as well.
Okay.
Put the two of them against each other.
Someone says, good morning, guys. I've just tuned in now. I don't hear Mubs' voice, though. Is she not coming again? I thought I was going to taste her juice this morning.
Oh.
That is your juice.
And then someone says, on the topic of being grateful, Friday laughs. Sometimes I feel like I'm nothing. And then there's a cartoon, and this guy's standing there looking sad. And he goes, sometimes I feel like I'm nothing. And then someone taps him on the shoulder, and it's Freddie Mercury. And he goes... nothing really matters.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing really matters to me. And then the guy feels happy.
Oh, I like that.
All right. What's in the news? What do we want to talk about today?
Well, firstly, let's do some congratulations. We spoke about some sequels and remakes and reboots that are coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them that I touched on briefly was Coming to America. There's a Coming to America sequel.
Ah, yes.
That's currently in production. And we have a South African who will actually be part of the cast, Nomsa Mombatha.
Really?
Yes.
Good for her.
She's been living in Los Angeles for the past couple
living
of months.
In America.
Your everything is a musical this morning.
It is. We can't wait to play that Nuit for a Nuit game.
It really is a musical.
Here she is talking about how she's just taken on the role. Do you want to hear what she has to say?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't think that I'd have that ready for you.
Very handy.
Isn't that handy? All right, so here she is. Nomzamo, how do you feel about the role?
You sure a funny man.
She sounds like she's been looking after herself.
It's been rough for her.
Sure.
A lot of work pressure.
A lot of party.
LA's hard, man. Mm.
Can I hear one more time, please?
You sure a funny man.
I think she took up smoking as well.
Yeah, there's something wrong with her oral health, I'm sure.
I'd get that checked out, honey.
Okay, I hate to break it to you. That was not Nomsa Mombatha.
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
That was just a homeless person that we found on the street.
Trusted right. You so much there.
So she's going to be in... is Eddie Murphy in it?
The original, the original cast is still in there. So Eddie Murphy's coming back as Prince Akeem. James Earl Jones will still star, and also Arsenio Hall.
Hmm.
And then there's some random cameos, like Wesley Snipes.
Yes.
The rapper Rick Ross.
Okay, cool.
And Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live. Oh, and Tracy Morgan will be in the movie as well.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan! Okay, I like him. He's good. All right,
what
cool.
makes you think it's over drinks that these guys think, imagine we did a remake?
Definitely.
Must
That's
be.
Absolutely where they had the It'd idea.
Be so nice.
I also don't think it was Eddie's decision.
No,
because Eddie has
he doesn't want to do
so
anything.
Much money.
No, he's Eddie's not interested in. He's couldn't give a shit about anyone or attention, and the guy's just he totally doesn't care. So it came from the producers or someone else.
Arsenio Hall went over to Eddie Murphy's house to ask for some sugar.
Yeah, Arsenio Hall probably ran out of money. That's what we're
and
doing.
And it was like, okay, let me throw you a bone. Yeah, let's make a movie.
All right, we'll do it. Okay.
Okay, I can't hold it in anymore.
Okay.
Epstein stuff.
Oh, sure. Well, someone says that Ben sounds like he just escaped from Jeffrey Epstein's tunnel. I didn't get that. I didn't get that.
Maybe because he sounded a bit rugged early morning. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
What do we now
know? So we know about his island, right?
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein's sex island.
He's got other properties, guys, where other stuff went on.
No.
Yes. How about his New Mexico ranch?
Oh, I don't like the sound of
that. It's not a new ranch in Mexico. It's a New Mexico ranch.
Thanks. Oh, okay. See, that journalist in you clarifies things so well.
Thanks very much.
Okay, so investigators have already handed over 400 pages of Epstein's property records, including Zorro Ranch.
Oh.
Which is drawing attention. State officials are interviewing people who allege they were sexually abused at Epstein's ranch.
Oh.
It's
oh
just
my God. This guy's
never ending.
A twisted human being.
No
this
matter,
guy.
No wonder he offed himself.
So much sex, though. Mm. It's just incredible how much sex was going on with this Jeffrey Epstein.
Zorro Ranch.
Mm.
Zorro. I mean, it sounds so.
It's not like the island thing where there are a number of different little buildings. It's all in one.
Wow, it looks pretty impressive. I've got to tell you, that's a hell of a property.
Yeah, you see,
it's good to be Jeffrey Epstein.
He liked
had a
great
lot of money.
Expanse of land to keep prying eyes away.
Yeah.
Sure. Because, I mean, he was doing things that prying eyes he didn't want them to see because he'd go to jail, which is eventually what happened.
While he was being nasty.
Nasty man.
While he doesn't face criminal charges in New Mexico, he has been accused of sexually abusing a 15-year-old girl in several locations, including New Mexico.
Well, I mean, you're talking about him like he's still alive, so he's not.
No, no.
Let's just be clear that he is dead, still dead.
Correct.
He has not suddenly sprung to life. And Jeffrey Epstein is still absolutely the creepiest man in the world, even though he's dead.
Mm.
Yeah, well, on Jeffrey Epstein, Amazon is facing some heat for selling some Jeffrey Epstein-inspired stuff.
Oh, no.
What? Who would buy such stuff?
I'm not laughing.
Go on.
There you go.
They have a range of T-shirts with, you know, Jeffrey Epstein's face or his name or using his wording in some way. But one particular T-shirt caught my eye, and it is a statement issued by Hillary Clinton. And the statement reads, Jeffrey Epstein's upcoming suicide was a shock to Bill and I. Bill has decided to leave the country for some time to recover.
Upcoming.
Yes.
That's great. Okay, yeah, because we all know Hillary Clinton was involved. She killed him.
I don't know how these listings went up onto these various sites, but at a point it was even up on eBay. eBay quickly jumped on this and pulled it off.
You can just silkscreen, print your own. I mean, these days you can go to the places that you take them a graphic and they print it on a shirt for you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and have 10 made. Ben will have one. He'll love it.
Well, you posted something similar to another one of the T-shirts that are sold that says, marked safe from being suicided by the Clintons today.
Yeah.
So bad.
Okay, so you remember his will that he changed 2 days before he died.
Yeah, we all thought that was pretty suspicious.
You know what he did? He changed it in a way that makes it more difficult for all of his accusers to collect damages. Basically, he put it into a trust fund. So now anyone accusing him can't collect damages.
Oh.
That's how he changed
it. So he's just this was just giving the middle finger to all his victims then.
Yeah, because, I mean,
that's what he did.
Who's this money going to go to?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Why is he protecting it?
What a horrible bastard. Really, what a horrible bastard.
So his $577 million fortune is safe.
What an awful, awful
person. But you're gone, dude. So where does the money go?
Yeah, but you see, it was about keeping it away from the victims, because if they could go after his estate, and obviously all the proof is going to come out now that he was a horrible creep and that he was doing inappropriate things with all these women, and then he's stopping them from getting their share of the money. That's what he was doing. Even in death, he was an asshole.
Well, also by putting it into a trust, he's shrouded from public view the identities of the beneficiaries, whether they are individuals, organizations, or entities.
Ugh. What a creep.
So for the women who are trying to collect from his estate, the first order of business will be persuading a judge to pierce that veil and release the details. So right. The women will have to go after the beneficiaries.
You love your Epstein stuff, huh? I've noticed this about you.
It's just so weird.
You're really into this Epstein stuff.
Very creepy.
All right, Hi Rob's on the line. You want to talk to Hi Rob? Oh. Hey, Hi Rob, what's up, dude?
Yo, what's up, gangsters?
How are you, brother?
Good, bro, good, bro. I've actually been a bit on the down low lately. I've been hustling a new job, bro. So I've been on the graft. I've been not on the draw.
Wow.
But I landed quite a high profile job recently, actually like a couple of days ago. They let me know.
Yes.
So, yeah, bro. So I'm super stoked. It's in like my field as well. And I can get the fuck out of porn. This like dumb shithole that I actually was working at.
What was it? So, were you in like, porn?
Yeah, bro, it's this piece of shit town outside Amsterdam. So I had to travel there like an hour.
I heard porn.
Porn as in porn.
Porn.
That's my side gig. My main job is just cruising there. And anyway, bro, so this new job is literally like 4 minutes away from where I live. Or by bicycle, bro. So it's absolutely life changing, dog.
Fantastic.
So I'm super stoked. I got my bike lessons are going well as well, my motorbike lessons, so I'm going to be like, brah, brah, like super soon, which is sick as fuck, because I'll be like biker, tattooed, living la vida loca.
Nice.
And now I've got a bachelor weekend booked in Berlin.
Ooh.
I leave on Wednesday, yeah, till Sunday. And because I've landed the job, dude, I'm going fucking balls to the motherfucking wall, dude. I'm going DEFCON 10 times 5,000, dog.
Sounds like, amazing. What are you planning to do besides all the drugs?
So obviously, you go to obviously all the strip clubs, Kit Kat Club, you name it. But one of my highlights on the list, and I told the boys this, is that we're going to go to this club called Berghain in Berlin. It's very famous.
I know the Berghain. Now, you know what the rule is there, right?
Yeah, it's like you can't take your phone, or they put something on your phone, and it's just kind of like you have to be different. They like pick you. Because of like weird shit, like you have to look like in, so we can't go all dressed up and shit.
Yeah.
And whatever happens in that club, happens in that club. Like, I just heard
so
crazy stories.
There's a guy at the entrance who decides who gets in and who doesn't. And he's like, he only lets beautiful people in, or people who are dressed in a strange way, or they look like they're a bit weird or a bit freaky. If you go there and you look normal in a t-shirt and jeans, forget about it. You're not going to get in.
Yeah. No, I know. That's why, like, I'm like we debating on what to go. Like, do we go like pretty hipster, or like do we go gothic, or like how do we rock this shit? Because apparently, like, we need to get into this club on Friday night. That's for sure.
Look it up, the Berghain. You'll see what we're talking about here. So, what happens in that club? Do you know anything about
it? Well, I've heard stories, bro. I've actually tracked down one of my other mates. He was there like a couple months ago, and he said he saw people like having an orgy in one of the rooms.
Stop.
At the back. Not joking. He said, no joke. I know him. He's one of my bloods. He wouldn't lie to me, dog. If he came back, he was sweating. He was like, dog, I saw some crazy shit. He went to the toilet. He turned around into this dark room, and it was like bodies, boy, on the ground, bodies, like naked, dog. He was actually shook because he was tripping the fuck out on GHB. So he just stood back and was like, dude, that is fucked. And then, like, I don't even know, bro. It was just weird shit. And that was going on, dude. And I think he told me there were more guys than chicks. So I don't know, bro. It looked a bit sketchy. But I'm not going to get involved in any of that shit. Like, you know, that's just way too hectic for me. I mean, I'm a pretty crazy over, but that's like next level shit.
Rob, so, I'm still stuck on the fact that you said a bachelor weekend starts on a Wednesday.
Yeah. So it's my good mate, Pat. So we were like, okay, should we go for a weekend? But the weekend starts on a Wednesday, dog. That's according to us. So it'll be Wednesday and we're back on Sunday. And we're going to go between Hamburg and Berlin. And we've got some crazy shit planned. I hope to make it back, not in a body bag, but like stranger things have happened. So, and because I landed this new job, it's like, man, bro, it's time to celebrate. I already booked the festival for Saturday. That's tomorrow. So I'm going to be going balls to the wall.
All right, listen.
Next level shit.
I got some stuff for you here. Rolling Stone published an article on the Berghain a while ago. They say the Berghain's door policy is almost as famous as its A-list roster of DJs. The club's main bouncer, Sven Marquard, is a bearish East German photographer with a face covered in barbed wire tattoos. He's a minor celebrity in Germany and referred to in newspaper headlines as the Lord of the Night. Blogs and Twitter are filled with advice for potential visitors on how to get into the door. Don't go as a large group.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah.
Don't speak English near the door.
Oh, shit. Okay. One of the guys speaks German.
Act gay, but not too gay.
Oh, that leaves me out of it.
Can do that. Can easily do that.
But most people admit there is no way to know the rules. Famously, Britney Spears was denied entry once.
Oh, my word, bro.
Is she a trailer trash?
Was this in her peak? Or was this when she was, like, bald and all fucked up?
I don't know. Probably if she was bald and all fucked up, she would have got in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. It has to be in her peak. That's hectic.
Listen to this. Given that, it is understandable when people take the rejection at the door personally. Sanai says that once he witnessed a woman who couldn't get in pick up broken glass from the ground near the door and begin cutting her arms.
Oh my God.
Hectic.
That's just a bit too dramatic.
The strict door policy is partly meant to protect the Berghain's alternative identity from drunks or gawking businessmen in suits, but also more recently from a flood of tourists that has surged into Berlin. On this day, or on most others, most of the people walking up to the door were speaking English or Spanish or Italian and not German. How's that, huh?
Well, I've got two German mates, so we all like break up. I think we'll go like three people, then one of my mates, and three people, then one of my mates. And like maybe they want like a loner who's maybe out for trouble to come inside or something like that. I don't know, bro. So we're gonna have to check it out. I don't know where, dude. But I'm getting a motherfucker in that club. That's for certain. I have to see that dude alone.
Yeah, you gotta get in there, dude. I want to know.
I've only heard the gospel, dude. Yeah, I will definitely be.
If you get in there, you tell us straight away, all right?
Yeah, no, 100%. I'll drop the line and say, bro, I've made it into this fucking shit show, dude. Maybe I have to shoot my way out. I don't even know. It could be fucking
wild. Listen to this. The party starts on Friday evening and goes through until Monday morning, at which point the tourists return to their Airbnbs and the locals go home, most likely rest and prepare for normal life to resume. Outside the club, the winter sun remains hidden around Berlin's unusual thick cloud cover.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is just unbelievable. So this is a story. It's the Berghain. If you want to know more about this, you can look it up. Berghain. And you can find out what High Rob's talking about. All right, dude, we want to hear from you when you're back.
Yeah, okay, guys. Have a sick one. Stay tuned to my Insta stories. They're going to be fucking wild.
Of course.
Absolutely wild, okay?
Of course, okay. There we go.
Cool. Rob. Peace and love, guys. Take it easy.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Gee whiz.
Party starts on a Friday and doesn't end until Monday.
Now this
this is why this bachelor party will warm him up.
This place is apparently, I didn't go in. I heard about it. Mm-hmm. And Stefan, who lives in Berlin, our listener there who took me around Berlin, he said, do you want to go and check out the Berghain? And we were both normal dressed, normal looking. And he said, we're not going to get in like this. So I said to him, well, then let's not try. Because the worst thing for me is a queue. Can't handle a queue.
Mm.
And then being rejected by the time you get to the front.
Yeah. So I said to him, no, don't worry. But apparently this place is unbelievable. Listen to this article from the Rolling Stone. People who have been in the club for a full day are fading, while newcomers who come in after eating breakfast are trickling in. At the bar, a gaggle of clean-cut British tourists from London are looking at their iPhones and marveling at the time. We should be eating lunch right now, one says. On the dance floor, a middle-aged man is rubbing his crotch against a blonde woman's thigh and fondling her boob like he's testing the ripeness of a cantaloupe.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Too much descriptive language.
Apparently, it is the hardest place in the world to get into. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
Okay, so none of us are ever going to get into it.
No, there's
our only chance of finding
speak
out.
Speak for yourself.
Is Sia, this article and Hi Rob?
Sia is planning his next trip as we speak.
Watch. But you know, they did say don't be too gay.
Oh, you're out.
So are you saying while I'm standing in line, I shouldn't be belting out show tunes?
No, you'd get in. No show tunes. That'll instantly get you thrown
shouldn't
out.
Let them know that I was listening to the essential
no
Feather Boas this morning.
No
show
glitter.
Tunes would get you thrown out of my house, let alone the Berghain. I put up a sign the other day at my house.
You've already got one in your guest loo saying strictly no pooing.
I've got another one. Because I built, you know, I've got this sort of entrance courtyard.
Okay.
So you have no business being in there unless you're coming to visit me. But it says on a little sign in the entrance courtyard, regret, no fat people and no communists.
Oh, my word.
That's delightful.
So I have to be careful who I invite.
Well, see, if you were communist, the two of us couldn't go.
You've been to my house, Leanne. Stop
your shit. Leanne, let's hug it out.
All right, we have places in Joburg where we could have orgies. Many clubs for this kind of thing. Probably not as sexy as Berlin. That's from Rob. Different Rob. That's from Rob, yeah. He says there are places in Joburg you can have orgies.
Oh, yeah.
But you were in a swingers club for a while.
Mm.
Maybe Rob can try some Afrikaans to get in. An interesting suggestion there from Craig. And has High Rob's leg healed? He said that he fucked it up by stepping on a boat the last time he called. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, we didn't ask him that.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
If it was bothering him, he would have said something.
He would have said something. Morning, guys. I spent some time in Singapore this week for work. I'm so happy to listen live again. My mornings just weren't the same without listening to you. Plus, radio in Singapore is horrid. The DJs are embarrassing. Fingers crossed, one day Mubs will make a return. On another note, when is Leanne having a bad day so that she could remind us that we love her? Or, sorry, so we could remind her how much we love her and how much laughter she brings to all of us.
Oh, man.
So they want you to have a bad day.
But that's every day, so yeah. Okay. Thank you.
That's from Nikki. Isn't that sweet?
That's
so nice,
yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, not the bad day part. Wish you many good days.
Currently listening to you guys from the Comores. This is Grant.
Oh, fuck you, Grant.
Working for 2 months at a time reminds me of home, and I can't wait to get back next week. Keep up the great work and love your show. Regards, Grant.
Oh, I want to be there right now.
In the Comores.
Mm.
Comoros.
Comoros.
Mm.
How do you really pronounce it?
Comoros. No, well, yeah, we don't have
the anglicized version is
Comoros.
Comoros. Oh, those are two good sets of Comoros.
Do you remember that speech that Cheech Marin does it in that movie From Dusk Till Dawn?
I don't even know who Cheech Marin is, but judging by that name, I want to know who they are.
Wasn't that a vampire movie?
Yeah, it was a vampire movie starring Selma Hayek and George Clooney and
Tarantino
everything else.
Thing, right?
You don't know this? This is when you say Comoros, like that, it makes me think of him. Here's the speech I'm talking about. Listen to this. This is great. This is from the beginning of the movie. They're outside this club.
All right, pussy, come on in, pussy lovers! Here at the Titty Twister, we're slashing pussy in half. Give us an offer on our vast selection of pussy. This is a pussy blowout. All right, we got white pussy, black pussy, Spanish pussy, yellow pussy. We got hot pussy, cold pussy. We got wet pussy. We got smelly pussy. We got hairy pussy, bloody pussy. We got snapping pussy. We got silk pussy, velvet pussy, nalga high pussy. We even got horse pussy, dog pussy. Chicken pussy, come on, you want pussy? Come on in, pussy lovers. If we don't got it, you don't want it. Come on in, pussy lovers. Attention, pussy shoppers. Take advantage of our penny pussy sales. If you buy one piece of pussy at the regular price, you will get another piece of pussy of equal or lesser value for only a penny. Try and beat pussy for a penny. If you can find cheaper pussy anywhere, fuck it.
That's how you say Comoros.
Wow.
Hectic,
he didn't even mention the cantaloupes.
I know. The Titty Twister. Now, there's a club you want to get into.
Is that
still going?
No, man. We used to have one here. It's not, the same guy started the Grand.
Oh.
Mm.
But he got the name from this movie. Titty I remember Twister. That movie. Selma Hayek was a vampire, and all these guys, they all rock up. It's on the Mexican border. And they go in, and it looks like a normal strip club, and everyone's drinking and partying, and all these guys on bikes roll up. And then they shut the doors of the club at midnight, and all of the strippers turn out to be vampires. Mm. It's hardcore. I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah. I need
great
to see
movie.
That again, yeah.
What a great movie. In fact, I think I'll watch it this weekend.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Attention, pussy shoppers! Take advantage of our special pussy.
I just wanted to keep your face, Leanne, your expression throughout
so
all
when
of
I,
that.
When I hear you say Comoros like that, Comoros. That's what I hear.
I was just pronouncing it like, you know.
All right, what else is in the news?
My Durbanite friends.
Oh. Time for one or two more before we talk about why not.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the Godfather actor, Gianni Russo?
Well, I know Marlon Brando and I know Al Pacino. I don't know that Russo dude.
I'm Ooh. Sure if you saw him in the movie, you'd recognize him. But he's just had like a bit of a frank discussion with press on his life.
He has a problem.
Uh-oh.
What?
Old people don't have filters anymore.
No, he does not.
So what did he say?
Uh-oh.
I bet you it's cringeworthy.
He says that he killed for the first time when he was 11 years old.
Okay.
He also says by the time when he was 15, Marilyn Monroe took his virginity.
Oh.
She was 33 at the time.
How old was he?
15.
I think that might be true. That's amazing. The Godfather actor. I'm just trying to think of who this dude is.
He says that she was wearing nothing but a small white towel.
Gianni.
Marilyn Monroe sipped champagne seductively as she revealed her killer curves. Giggling, she beckoned Godfather star Gianni Russo, who was just 15 at the time, to join her in the bath.
Yeah, you know, also, who's around to deny this? She's dead. And maybe he's just claiming more than he actually had.
Mm.
I mean, unless he was the best-looking 15-year-old in the world. And
he looks pretty smooth in his old age.
Yeah, but show me what he looked like at 15, because for Marilyn Monroe to lower herself to sleep with some 15-year-old, he must have been something.
Probably acne-ridden.
This was all exclusively to The Sun. He was speaking from his apartment in New York. He's now 75 years old. He says Marlon Brando was his only acting teacher. Frank Sinatra was his only singing teacher. And Marilyn Monroe made him a man. Taught him everything he knew. He said, I thought I was the luckiest boy alive. But if it happened today, I think she'd be arrested. And my parents would have to get some cash out of it. Was I upset? No. I just had sex with America's hottest movie star.
Yeah. I don't believe
him. So he played Carlo Rizzi in the Mafia movie.
I don't know how frank he is, though. I'll go with this vision of his for now, because he's 75 years old, a good 75.
Yeah, he's a good 75. I don't think he's lost his marbles or anything.
All right, yeah. In the Godfather, he was quite a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
I just had to Google him to look
to remember
exactly who he is. But there we go.
Look, do I think he would have benefited from not being in
Carlo
the sun more? Yes.
Yeah, but dude, I'm you know. I feel so pasty at the moment. I want to just be in the sun. I need that vitamin D after winter. Are you kidding me?
Or the actual sun.
As opposed to tanning and whatnot.
Mm.
No, that's what I was talking about. I want to be in this.
I
need
Leanne,
vitamin
you
D.
Don't
I got sunburned the other day.
I know you were talking about the sun, the newspaper, but I'm talking about the sun. I need to be in the sun.
I got sunburned the other day, and I swear I have a bit of, what's it called? Sunstroke. Ugh.
Oh, come
really?
On. That's a little ridiculous. All right, very nice. That's all we got time for in the news.
So worried as well.
We'll have to get to 10 amazing things that happen when you drink lemon water next week.
Yes. I needed to know that.
I know, but you'll have to wait for a week. I'm terribly sorry. All right. Now, we're going to speak to Warren Bryce Borthwick and to Matthew Young from Why Not Events. They're talking also about a festival that they've got, a special festival that's coming up, and we'll tell you all about that. But I did want to speak about Why Not for a while. I've been a
Why
couple
not?
Of times. Well, exactly.
I see what you did
if
there.
If there's anyone who would like to be at Why Not every month, it's Leanne Moll.
I'd love to. I want to live there. Can I live there?
You can live there, but there are some days and nights where you're just going to find there's nothing going on.
Oh, dear.
Because it's a pop-up event every month, and we've obviously been talking about these for some time. You know, if you've got Friday feelings, you'll know all about this. You can get ready for a day out at the first ever Why Not Festival, which is happening very soon. We'll tell you about that. For everybody who wants to enjoy a variety of top South African wines, music, and food throughout the day. Sounds like an awesome way to spend your day. Mm. If you want to find out more, well, Matthew Young and Warren Bryce Borthwick are here. They're part of the team behind it, and they're here to tell us a whole lot more. So, guys, welcome, first of all. It's nice to have you here because I've been to the events, and they're amazing. And you've now decided to up the ante and do a big festival.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Nice to be here. Morning,
Gareth. Thanks for having us.
Good. Let's just talk quickly about how Why Not started, because It must have been going for, what, 4 or 5 years already?
Yeah, so we just had our fourth birthday last month, and I won it monthly. Yeah,
congrats. Success.
Thank you.
Yeah, how did it start?
We own a venue in Carmel called Level 3, and we're looking for ways to get people through to the venue. We obviously all enjoy a good glass of wine. The problem with going out to a restaurant and not knowing too much about wines, you always look at the menu and you're not sure what to go with because it's too expensive. So we created a concept where people can come after work.
And also there's all that boring eating stuff when you could just go straight to the wine.
Exactly. So we kind of created a concept where you can come and taste good wines at an affordable price.
Yeah.
Buy it by the glass or by the bottle, where it won't break the bank, and we have an extensive wine list. So wines that you wouldn't normally purchase at a restaurant because they're overpriced at Wine Knots, our prices are very similar to buying them at a bottle store.
Now, I've been to the venue before. That's what you guys actually own. What do you do with the venue the rest of the time? Can people hire it?
So it's a corporate and private venue space. So we rent it out for weddings, birthday parties, corporate year ends, product launches, etc.
Fantastic. All right, so what's the basic idea? You come along, you party there on a Friday, it's once a month, right? And you've got this variety of incredible wines there, and it's just a really nice vibe. Did I miss anything? Because for me, that was everything I wanted.
Yeah, so basically it's a full event. Come there, try to drink as much wine as you possibly can.
Yeah.
We got bands, DJs, everything.
Sounds like, Leanne, it's heaven for you.
Mm.
This is exactly what you wake
also,
up.
Cause it also, excuse me, sounds like I don't need to be a...
It's getting very emotional. Go on,
I don't need
again.
To be a professional coiffer in, you know all the wine terms and origins. No, so it's not like a serious
let
wine.
Me tell you, having been there a couple of times, it's absolutely not a... This is not a tasting with a bunch of sommeliers. There are a lot of people there who are very serious about wine, but they're also some people who are just serious about having a party.
I like that.
Of course you would. It's right up your street. So let's talk about what you've decided to do now, because this festival is going to take things up a level. Level 3, this can be level 4.
See what you did.
Very nice. So tell us what the plan is, where it's going to happen, who's going to be there, what kind of stuff we need to do, where we can get tickets, what we need to bring, etc.
Okay, so it starts on the 7th of September.
You may make a note.
It's
Leanne, put it in your diary.
Yeah, I'm already opening my calendar.
All right, got you.
Available. It's at St. Stithians College in Sandton, so it's nice and centrally located.
Very good.
We're setting it up on one of the sports fields overlooking Sandton. We've got what we call our wine routes, so you can go to the different wine farms and purchase the wines by the glass or by the bottle.
Are they all going to have like little stalls and areas? And
so we've got individual marquees for the wine, so there'll be a wine bar specific to each wine farm. So
fantastic.
If Rupert and Rothschild is your wine, you can go to the Rupert and Rothschild bar, purchase a glass or purchase a bottle.
Are there going to be box wine people for Leanne?
We won't have box
Chateau
wine.
Chateau Ledouis.
She really does want to know.
No, she can Chateau Ledouis, unfortunately. She can be very classy if she needs to.
So our wines, they're very reasonably priced.
If you say so.
Some of the wines you can purchase at the festival are cheaper than what you can buy them at a bottle store. So we get quite a good discount back from the wine farms. We got 10 live bands playing throughout the day. So if music starts at 10 a.m., it goes through to 10 p.m. There's food stalls available, food trucks available.
You mentioned buying the wine. Now, this is interesting because people usually go to the liquor store and they buy it, and it's more expensive than what you guys can sell it to us at. But you don't want to schlep around a crate of wine. So are you saying you can order it there and you can get it later?
Yeah, so there's two components to it. You can buy by the glass, buy by the bottle, and consume it at the events. And if you like the wines and you like the price, you can place an order for one case or 10 cases if you'd like.
10, please.
And no judging anyone based on how many cases they buy.
And then we deliver that to your door after the festival.
That's a really good deal. I mean, you go in and enjoy the day, but there's also a long tail of fun that you can continue and extend into your own life. Fantastic. All right, how long is this day, and when can we start, and when do you want people to leave?
So doors open at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And it goes through till 10 p.m. that night. So
there's
12 hours of music and 12 hours of drinking.
Superb.
Ooh.
Anybody can come?
Could I have a nap in between?
You can have a nap in between if you like.
Okay.
Just hide behind one of the tables or something on the lawn.
I can sleep upright. I have no problem.
So it's open to anyone. It's also family friendly. So you can bring the whole family with you.
Great.
If wine's not your thing, we do have full bars as well. So we do have gins and whiskeys and vodkas and tequilas.
Duh.
So
it's not said the magic word.
It's not just about the wine, but sure. Obviously there's a big focus on wine.
This is amazing. So obviously your events have been such a success, and people enjoy wine not so much, that you decided you needed to do it on a bigger and grander and outdoor scale. Is this because of feedback from people? Have you tested the idea with a couple of your regulars?
So with Joburg, we don't have the wine farms that Cape Town does.
I know, we always feel left out.
And Cape Town's all about going during the day and going to the wine farm and drinking the wines at the farms during the day. Mm-hmm. Wine knots work for us nicely because it's the last Friday of the month, and we're trying to capture the guys that are finishing work. Come for a glass of wine on your way home, stay for a bottle, catch an Uber home. So the festival was trying to get more families involved as well, and guys that can't go out on the Friday nights and want to do something during the day.
Also, people in Joburg are busy. We don't get to go away to Cape Town for the weekend and visit wine farms. We've got work to do. Cape Townians have nothing to do all day. They're the ones who get to go on the weekend and waste their time at a wine farm.
So much generalization. It is true. Yeah.
We are busy people. So you've decided to bring the wine farms to us.
Correct. So you don't have to fly down to Cape Town to drink your wines or order your wines. You can come to St. Stithians on the 7th of September and do it there.
Are you guys wine drinkers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big wine drinkers, actually.
Thank God, because if you weren't, it would be a bit of a problem.
Yeah,
that'd
be a huge problem. Eh?
Yeah, then we wouldn't believe there was any authenticity going on. All right. You're planning it for September, so it should be nice and warm, or at least the sun should be out for the majority of the day. It's going to be a great way to welcome spring into your life. And I suppose also for a lot of people, it's just nice to get out and do things that you would enjoy doing indoors, outside and with a crowd of other people, and who knows who you might meet there. I mean, you've got music on the way, you've got some great food too. How's that going to work?
Yeah, so basically 10 bands, as you mentioned, like Likes of Matthew Mole, Good Luck, Rubber Duck, The Kiffness, variety of bands awesome. Like that playing right throughout the day. We've got food trucks, we've got a marquee that we're going to be selling like cheese platters and different sort of burgers and all of that sort of stuff, and big as a variety as we can possibly give everyone, yeah?
Sure. Mm. As if the wine wasn't a good enough reason.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Had outside wine.
Yeah. That's great. What are the tickets? Do you have a cost on these tickets? What are we looking at?
So our tickets went on sale a month ago. Early harvest tickets were 190 Rand. Those are sold out. The late harvest tickets are on sale now for 260 Rand. If you want to be a VIP on the day, which is our WIP, which is a wine not important person, those are 1,250 Rand, and that includes open bar for the whole day.
Oh,
so
more
you can drink
wine.
As much as you want.
Yeah.
So, Leanne, can you calm your excitement?
How much for Leanne? She's very excited. Leanne is actually, I've never seen her so excited.
Grinning from ear to ear.
Yes. All right. So get your tickets now is basically the idea here, because if you don't, you're going to be left out. The early harvest one's already gone. Don't be the person
it's
they
okay,
have to turn
I can
away.
Be a late harvest VIP person.
You can, but what I'm saying is you need to get in there now, ASAP. Mm. All right, guys, this sounds amazing. So there it is, wine not taking place at St. Stithians College in Sandton on Saturday the 7th of September. Put it in your diaries now. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And the festival is for everybody who wants to enjoy a variety of top South African wines, food, music throughout the day. A selection of wines from all the premium wine farms will be available on purchase. You can buy it there, you can drink it there, or you can order it and then they'll drop it off for you at your house, which is fantastic. You don't have to walk around with two big boxes of wine.
And everyone judging you.
Or in Leanne's case, a wheelbarrow. You know, there's a wheelbarrow that you were planning to push around. You usually
Have like a...
A golf cart?
Yeah, like a golf cart with a trailer.
I don't know if you can operate it.
A trailer?
No, I won't be operating it. I'll be woohooing from the passenger seat.
But I also think it's nice that there's drinking for a cause. So I heard that wine not supports.
This is important. I was going to leave this out because I'm not very much into charities and doing nice things. I just think about myself. But
no,
Sia,
that's why I'm
Sia,
here.
Sia, on the other hand, is a good person. So tell us who benefits from this. That's a very nice add-on.
Yeah, so St. Stithians, one of their schools is the Tundalwazi Maths and Science Academy. So proceeds from wine sales, we donate that back to the Tondlawazi Academy.
It's a good cause. Mm-hmm. I like that. I could get behind that too. We need maths and science education to be improved.
Yeah, I'll drink the wine. You people be clever.
Yeah, I like this. All right.
We're giving back, Leanne.
Of course, that's you talk about how this is a family-friendly thing, but the bar areas are obviously only for over 18s.
That's correct.
And then there are plenty of people coming to entertain you. So we've got 4 a.m. Good Luck, Rubber Duck, Monarch, Matthew Mole, The Kiffness, Justin Sorrell. There's a hell of a lineup. Very, very nice.
Yeah, so I think from a music perspective, there's something there for everyone. It'll be playing throughout the day. So we're obviously encouraging people to get there as early as possible so you don't miss any of your favorite acts.
A lot of people at these festivals get worried that you won't take credit cards, that they only do cash. Everything's okay there. You've got it all sorted out.
So we've got the card machines. You can pay cash, all of that. Good. We will have SnapScan there as well.
Excellent. All right, so here are the tickets that are still available, the 260 late vintage ones, and the children under 12 tickets, 80 Rand, 80. The late vintage at 260, get them now. And then the WIP, 1,250, that includes select wine bar, wines, beers, spirits, mixes, dedicated bar for yourself and your friends, and a marquee and VIP parking. So that's very good news. And if you want to go to Level 3 and check out Why Not, remember every Friday of at the end of the month, right?
Last Friday of the month.
Superb. All right, guys. Thanks very much for filling us in. This is terrific.
Perfect. Thanks
for having us. Why Not? You can get them on social media at Wine Not Events. Wine Not Events. You can also find them on Twitter at Wine Not Pop-Up Bar. And you can go to winenotevents.com if you want to find out more. Isn't that good? Have you ever been, George?
No.
You should.
I should.
I mean, really.
My wife likes wine.
Yes.
Well, Why not?
You better go with her, otherwise she'll end up going on her own.
Exactly.
And then they'll lead to divorce.
But I heard there was whiskey there, so that's fine.
Yeah. No, there is. All right, guys, thanks so much for coming to see us.
Cool. Thanks for having us.
Awesome stuff. If you want to find out more, you know where the social media handles are, and you know how to find out more and ask these guys. Matthew Young and Warren Bryce Borthwick, thank you both very much. Blackjack Events and the festival owners of Why Not. So make sure you put that in your diary for the 7th of September. Leanne is already...
I'm still staring at the date in my diary. It looks very good.
She's booked the whole day. Thank you so much, guys. How are you, George? What's news?
Good news, Gareth. How's Leanne?
Excellent.
Excellent. We launched... Launched.
Launched.
Lord, it smells like wine here. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, wow.
They brought us a bottle, sure.
Launched. We launched our car industry report the day before yesterday.
Let's see what the top line stuff in here is.
So you'd have to go a couple of pages in because we give a bit of a preamble to that report. But what you will see is that BMW dominates when it comes to what we call consumer consideration or the number of searches done on our website.
Yes, by a long way.
Yeah.
20 million searches.
In the last year for BMW as a brand. Now, that's very interesting. But what's even more interesting is that the list shifts slightly when you go from consumer consideration to demand, which is advert views. So you'll see for brands in terms of the consumer demand page that BMW still tops the list.
It does.
But the list changes subtly in between. But what is, I think, the most interesting is that when you get to cars sold, that the VW tops the list.
Oh, Volkswagen Polo, huh? Number one. Top 10 sold cars. Can I go through the rest of the list quickly?
Yeah, absolutely.
People might be interested in this. You can obviously find out more by going to autotrader.co.za. Top of the list, Volkswagen Polo, then Volkswagen Polo Vivo. Very popular cars,
Very popular car.
Then a Ford Ranger, then a Toyota Hilux. So we got two double cabs at 3 and 4.
Yeah, South Africans love their Buckies. We've got a whole section dedicated to that.
Then number 5 is a Mercedes-Benz C-Class, BMW 3 Series, which is the most popular search.
Yes.
And the most popular quotes.
Yes.
But it only comes in at number 6.
Exactly.
In terms of actual
People
sales.
People used to say don't buy a Polo because they're the most stolen cars, but it's because they're the
most in demand.
Most in demand. They're on the road.
Toyota Fortuner under that, then Volkswagen Golf, then Ford Fiesta, then Isuzu KB.
So you'll see the Isuzu KB doesn't even feature on the search lists.
That's amazing.
So, I mean, it's somewhere down at below 10, but that was the most interesting thing we found in compiling this data was that the consumers or people that buy cars change their mind along the journey all the way. So you don't enter the car buying journey and then come in with a VW Polo, for instance, in mind and then end up buying a VW Polo.
Yeah.
People are changing their mind all the way.
I think that's probably right for a lot of people. In other words, that your behavior is not predictable and that people like to take their time and rethink and reconsider. They don't go in with a favorite and usually come straight out with that same favorite.
Exactly. What does that mean for the car seller? It means that you've always got to be in front of the consumer. You know, you've got to advertise on places like Cliff Central and Auto Trader because you've got to be there all the time.
Yeah,
you can't be there in little bursts.
Front of mind, right?
Exactly. So because you just never know when the consumer is going to change their mind.
Fantastic.
So that was our car industry report first for South Africa because, as you know, the only real data that we get is new car sales. Yeah. Whereas we think Auto Trader serves as a really good proxy because we've experienced 290 million searches in the last year.
So was this the event that I saw all over social media?
Yep. So we're at the Festival of Motoring. We have a tech zone area at the event, and we attended the National Automobile Association a conference yesterday, and that was interesting in itself, and that's where we launched this report.
What an interesting thing to do, because with all the amazing statistical data that you would get from your website and from people who interact with you guys daily, it gives you a very good picture of the way that the South African, not just the South African automotive market, but also the economy in general is performing.
Well, I mean, Auto Trader is a good proxy for the automotive industry, and the automotive industry, in terms of consumer demand, the automotive industry represents 7% of our GDP in total. You know, that's manufacture parts, all that stuff, and so we thought, well, there's no real data out there, so we've published this demand, what we call demand data, because this is consumer consideration, demand, and then sales, which will be interesting for both the consumer and the seller. And then on the flip side, we will continue to put these out, but we will now put supply data into that as well, because we've got that. We'll put pricing data into that, so some sort of valuation statistics and trends. So this is just the start. And this is what we've been working towards for the last 4 or 5 years, as a matter of fact, with the way we've cleaned up our databases.
Fantastic.
Fan-plastic.
Sorry. You know I love a good corny, punny situation.
It's just one of my favorite words. And Gareth just said fantastic, so that's kind of what came to mind.
George, you can't use the term plastic in 2019 unless it's biodegradable.
Single-use plastic is plastic.
Bad. Oh, so you're not talking about the Kardashians.
All right. What else have you got for us?
All right, so we're at the Festival of Motoring, like we said, and we're there till Sunday, all day, every day, and VW has a potent Golf GTI TCR that will land in South Africa soon.
It's not only VW; it's VW and me.
Oh God!
I thought Fantastic was corny.
Do you remember bad. That old? that was bad, Leanne. I mean, really. Did you tap into wine as they left?
I planned it since yesterday.
Oh, you wrote it down and everything. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Thank you.
That's all she wanted. Stop cringing. Okay, back to you, George. Pretend that didn't happen.
The VW you and me GTI TCR is launching in South Africa soon, and the VW TCR will give any Golf GTI currently on the road to go, but won't be as fast as the Golf R. And this TCR does 0 to 100 kilometer an hour sprint in 5.6 seconds. You know what I can't understand about this kind of like 0 to 100 in 5.6 seconds? Is that any electric car will beat that hands down.
Yeah, you know, these electric cars, man, I'm suddenly very interested in them. Just because of the petrol price going up all the time. And you think about what you can get done. with an electric car now, and the distances they can cover, it's incredible.
They can cover hundreds of kilometers now. So
I'm going to be test driving one for fun in a couple of weeks' time, and I'll let you know how it goes.
I'd love to. Do you know which one?
The BMW i3.
Ah, okay. That'll be interesting. Because you know, part of yesterday's conference was interesting. I interviewed a gentleman yesterday by the name of Hitson Palmer, mm-hmm. From Uilo, I think it's pronounced, and they're a fund that is helping accelerate electric cars infrastructure and all that stuff, and it turns out that South Africa is actually testing the manufacture of batteries in Cape Town. And we're already selling batteries at small scale, but I'm talking about batteries for EVs, not just batteries for toys, batteries for EVs.
Yeah.
The industry's goal is to get us to, about 60% of the vehicle being locally manufactured,
right?
You know, components, and batteries is one of those components when it comes to the future. So South Africa's already on the map when it comes to manufacture. But what people also don't know is that we have a higher ratio of charging stations to electric vehicles than anywhere else in the world. So we've got more charging stations per electric vehicle. Jeez. Now, we've got a low amount of electric vehicles given. Yeah. So you know, that kind of like puts things into perspective. But the infrastructure is already there and being built. And I don't think South African consumers know that.
No.
You know, you can drive from here to Port Elizabeth and stop in Middelburg. I don't know if you know where Middelburg is from here to Port Elizabeth.
Well, it's in the middle, but yes.
Yeah, it's in the middle. She came from bad to worse.
What is going on with Lee and Elizabeth Mole this morning?
All right.
There's a charging station at a restaurant. I saw the charging station by chance. And
how long do you have to charge for?
It's charging a car is not as quick as refueling a car with traditional fuel.
Of course.
That's why these charging stations
are.
Like
an hour?
Yeah, an hour would be enough to get you a significant charge. But the point is that the infrastructure is there.
Sure.
So it's already part of what we have. We must now make use of it.
Yes.
And you buy an electric car once, and you don't have to keep paying those exorbitant petrol prices.
Exactly. Sure. Plus, the thing lasts forever.
Of course, and you pay a little bit for electricity, but it's nothing near what you'd pay for it.
You have to pay at these fueling charging stations.
So they have pay facilities, so you can use your credit card.
Prepaid airtime, almost.
Yeah. That's
why I'm going to test it, because I want to know
but
all these
still
things.
Cheaper than fuel.
Well, what would be interesting, Gareth, is when you really test it is to test the peripheral uses and payment systems, like Leanne says, that would be interesting for people to know.
No, I'll do it properly. I won't mess around. Yeah. I don't want to waste your time. Mm. Give George shitty feedback. Yeah. Look at this report he's just put out now. It's very thorough.
Yeah.
I'd love the feedback.
Set a standard.
All right. What else, George?
So then, finally, taxi drivers fine motorists.
What?
Ugh. I was surprised too.
Taxi drivers.
Yeah. So taxi drivers, in conjunction with the Taxi Association, are giving people a hard time and impounding their cars for, listen to this, running Lyft clubs. This has happened in Randburg.
But seats were built. Cars were built with four or five seats.
So what they do is they stop and they impound anybody who has a Lyft club with more than three passengers or three or more passengers. And the owner has to pay a 500 to a 1,500 rand fine to get the flipping car back.
No, this can't be legal.
Can't be right.
Well, here's what the Taxi Association says. So they say the South African National Taxi Council spokesman, any transport involved with payment, even if it is a Lyft club, is automatically operating illegally. That's what they say.
Jeez.
They're just being bitter.
Yeah, they're trying to it's protectionism. And you can't do this. This is not allowed.
So the Sun team saw motorists going in one by one to collect their cars after paying 500 rand. Private cars, Toyota Avanzas, other.
This makes me want to load my car with people I don't even know, just to give them a lift to piss off the taxis. Really, it makes me so angry.
Yeah,
it's like when they targeted Uber drivers.
Mm.
none of your business. I'm not coming in your stupid taxi anyway.
So when the person goes and fetches their car, and this happened in Toyota Avanzas and other vehicles, were locked up at a pound on West and Yale Streets in Randburg. And when the drivers went to collect the car, they were told that the fine will allow us to travel problem-free, as no one was going to stop us anymore.
Oh, please, it's ridiculous. Don't let yourself be intimidated by these thugs.
Gee whiz.
Huh? Don't give
I
in.
Mean, I didn't think I would see something like this.
George Scott has got a question for you this morning. Scott says, hey, George, do you have any comments on the high oil consumption of VW Golf 7 TSI?
Who owned it before you?
1 liter of oil for every 2,000 kilometers. Kick in approximately above 120,000 Ks. VW tells me this is normal.
So it's not abnormal to use oil in a car. It is normal because if you think about the piston and the rings around it, it puts pressure on the cylinder, but that's not a full seal. Yeah. It's metal on metal.
The oil
does seep around those rings. So VW would have parameters that are normal. So you can't expect a car not to use oil.
I don't think he's saying that it shouldn't use oil, but that it's using quite a lot.
What is the consumption? A liter
per? 1 liter per every 2,000 kilometers.
That's
quite a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go and dig up the VW standards, but a liter per 2,000 kilometers, that means that's about a month's driving, driving.
It depends on how much distance you do, but it's certainly like filling your car four times, five times.
Is it a GTI?
Geez, George, you're full of questions. It's a VW Golf 7 TSI.
Oh, the TSI. Okay, so it's a diesel, turbo diesel. You know, there's a lot of things that can affect oil consumption, including driving style, how the car's being driven, if it's being Scott, hammered, short Scott, distances.
Maybe Scott drives really badly.
Is he from Benoni?
No.
Okay.
That's an important factor.
What I would do if I was Scott, seriously, is I would actually go and contact the OEM VW and ask them for the standard parameters that engine consumption should be.
He says at the end of his question, VW tells me this is normal. So
who at VW?
Oh, you're saying he must go to the important people.
He must go to the OEM.
What's the OEM?
The original equipment manufacturer. Go to somebody that has a spec sheet and go and ask for the spec sheet.
Jesus, Scott, look what you've asked for. Now you've got some homework, dude. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Scott. There we go. You see, George, questions roll in for you even.
TSI, GTI, OEM.
Oh, questions just create more questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Very nice. Thank you, everybody. Have a happy weekend. It is Friday. Do not sing, Sia.
I thought Sia was on Ellen the other night.
Why?
Were you looking at OM Kalen?
Can I show them, Sia?
Yes, it was exactly who you're thinking of, Leah.
Kalen.
Yes.
Who's that?
Wait, I'll Kalen, show you. I'll show you.
Ellen discovered Kalen about a year ago on who he reviews recipes and things, but now he's a full-on feature.
I don't know who this is. Never seen this person.
Well, doesn't he look like Sia?
Sia is not that flamboyant and outrageous.
Yes, I say as when I clutch my pearls.
No, he's, well, okay, maybe on the weekends.
Don't let me hit you with my purse.
All right. Have a good weekend. Let's do this. Everybody get cracking.
Yay.
I don't want this song. No, that's crap. Don't you? You don't want that, right?
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah.
No, I think we had it the other day. I'm going to try something else. Here's something better. This will help you with your weekend. Ready? Go.
This is CliffCentral.com.